Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Oh, kill me. I hate this thing. So, Mr. Big Willie, welcome back. How you doing this morning, sir?
I am good, enjoying this great weather we're having. 65 degrees and sunshine in Florida, but up here it's 32 and snow and ice.
Yeah, it's not good, especially the ice. Are there any tricks to driving on ice, even with snow tires?
Yeah, stay off.
Yeah. Someday.
I pulled over. I was headed up Newcastle. I had an hour to go, and I just stopped because it was just so icy. It was hard to see, and I just stopped. It just isn't worth it.
Yeah, no question. So how is the Freightliner Cascadia 125, your legendary truck where you sleep in the luxurious state-of-the-art cab?
How is it? It's doing great now. I had Danny at D&T Truck Repair over in Zanesville. Gave him another $2,200. I think he's getting his windows redone in his house, in his basement. He just bought a $100,000 GMC diesel Denali Suburban thing, and I felt bad for him, so I gave him another $2,200.
Wow.
You know, for did my top end this weekend and changed the oil, greased everything, and he did a lot of work. He's pretty cheap.
But he
does great work. He's very personable, but he cost me $2,000. So I'm trying to get a GoFundMe account set up for old Big Willie. I need one.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Did you ever get the crack fixed on your windshield?
That's a negative.
Aren't you? Isn't there something like when it freezes and there's a crack, it can cause all sorts of damage to your windshield?
It's already gone. The cracks already went from the top to the bottom and east to west. So there's no place else for it to go.
And it doesn't affect the structural integrity of the windshield in case, God forbid, you're in an accident?
I'm not an engineer, but I would say the tint on the top probably going to hold that together. And I think most glass nowadays has like a film inside of it or something, so it actually holds it together a little bit. So I don't know. I'm not a glass engineer. So
yeah, it sounds like it.
I don't plan on having an accident anytime soon. So
good plan.
If it does happen, I will let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all going to know. So what did you do this weekend? Any more fights with the common law wife, Christy, or the kids, anything like that in Guernsey County?
She knows better than to argue with me. I'm always right. And if she does argue, I just let her go. I just keep quiet. And I know one thing she did wrong, but old Big Willie didn't. But I know one thing that she did mighty wrong.
Wow.
She forgot her mother's birthday.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Yeah.
How old is her mother?
Yeah. I don't know, but she's at the gym. She had her hair done yesterday. I seen her yesterday. She was looking nice. And but, yeah, her I don't know. I'd say she's – well, I tell you what she is. She's 61, I think, because she's like 10, 11 years older than me, and Christy's 10 years younger than me.
So the mom is 61.
Around 61.
So Christy apparently has some very serious mom issues if she's ignoring her mother's birthday. Have they been fighting a long time, or is there a lot of bad blood between them? What caused it?
No, there's no fight. Trust me. Christy forgot my first Father's Day, too, so I'm not going to... it's just habit.
That I could understand. But Christy, no, seriously,
right.
What kind of problems is she having with her mom? I think this is important. Our listeners need to know.
They don't have no issue. They talk a lot. And but I made sure I got on Facebook and sent her a message and said, happy birthday. And so I made a point to point that out yesterday because Maisie had a thing at the Pritchard Laughlin Center for her choir and a dinner, which was really nice. They did really great songs. And the dinner raised some money for the Brooks Singers.
Wait a minute.
Dinner was excellent.
Wait a minute. Time out. So you're telling us, the listeners on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, you're telling us for your common-law mother-in-law birthday, all you did was post something on Facebook.
She's not my mother.
Mother-in-law. Common-law mother-in-law.
Right.
That's all you did,
that's what you
cheap.
Depend on your wife for.
You cheap. I can't believe this. That's all you did for your common-law mother-in-law? That's it? No gift, anything, no card?
No. It's not my mother.
No, mother-in-law. She's your mother.
I reminded Christy and the kids, I said, did anybody call their grandma today their mother and say happy birthday?
Oh.
And then the kids got excited. They're like, oh, it's grandma's birthday? I said, it was. But your mom forgot about it. But I was out and I knew about it.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get any flowers delivered or a gift or anything like that.
Good old son-in-law here.
All the money that you made.
And her brother, and her mother, on her birthday, her and her mother went to the Tough Man contest in Wheeling because Christy's brother fought in the Tough Man.
Get out.
This is like his second or third year. He works out at the Bullpen Fight Club, and he does the jiu-jitsu, and he does boxing, and he's had some professional fights, and last year he did really good. This year he didn't do as well, but he's in it for the experiences.
What happened this year?
He lost by decision. I mean, it was a good fight. The other guy was just a little better. I mean, that's all there was to
was
it.
Cameron,
he got marked a couple of good times, and that was it.
Was Cameron the referee? The woman, was she the referee? Cameron from Belmont County?
I have no idea who the referees were, but I know the ring girls ain't what they used to be.
Really? Were they that bad?
They're just not what they used to be.
What are they used to be?
I can tell you that.
What did they used to be?
They used to be great. Used to be great. I mean, they used to be something you want to look at. Now it's like they got a variety. Let's put it that way. I mean, to each their own.
Man. This is bad.
They got to pick it up a little bit. You know what I mean? They used to have, I think it was Bernie's up at Clearview. They used to have the ring girl contest and the girls would go up and they had the bug girls back in the day. But this is years ago. And everybody would go up for the ring girl thing and they try to vote for the best looking girls. And now I don't think the girls are into it as much as they used to be. So I think they get the High Valley's finest nowadays. But it used to be a big thing back in the day. It used to be fun, and it wasn't ignorant or nothing like that. It was just something everybody did. But times change, and I'm sure people agree with me. They can go and leave a comment on my Big Willie page or Big Willie 105 and let me know what you think. Maybe I'll put a questionnaire up and see if we can bring back the Ring Girl contest and make it great again. And then we can have you as a judge next year.
So I can alienate everybody.
We'll have one in like River City or something. We'll have Johnny set it up at River City, and then we'll have you as a judge. Yeah. Johnny O and Steve and me, and we'll have our own little contest.
Make Valley Ring Girls great again. This is going to work out great
for you. Yeah, make the Tough Man Girls great again. That's it.
This year they
didn't allow previous champions to fight. They wanted to give other people a chance.
For the ring girls?
For the actual boxers, the girls and the guys. Oh. So if you won before, you couldn't fight again. So they changed it up a little bit to give everybody an opportunity, but I didn't think there was any big runs. Like, somebody's won so many. I think they just did it across the board.
I think you should enter. I think you should enter. I think you would do well.
I know I'd do well. I'd make it great again. Everybody would love it. Everybody would love it. They love me.
Except the ring girls.
It'd be the best thing. But they don't need to love me. So I'm good.
Right.
They can stay where they're at.
What else is going on in your life?
Hey, did you ever hear anything about this Coshocton County stuff?
No.
With this new 3% tax on the employee on it. If you work in Coshocton County, they tore down that Conesville AET plant, and then they got a $58 million grant from the state to prepare the grounds.
Yeah.
For an AI center.
Right.
And then they charge people to work in there 3% tax.
Oh.
On their income.
Oh. Hello? Hello? Where'd he go? Oh, man, this is not good. This is not good. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe somebody from Coshocton took him out, or Mossad or something like that, from what he said last week. Big Willie, call in. Hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5, hello?
Yeah. Hi, this is Electric Company. We're trying to collect. Is Dimitri Vassalor is there?
No, he is not. But Mr. Big Willie is. You can send the bills directly to him.
Yeah. Anyhow, they charged and they got $58 million for these AI centers. They're clearing out the whole property. That's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But the money they're going to make from the AI centers and the money that these AI centers are spending and the money they got, $58 million, and it was AEP property. So you're talking money, 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 money.
Right.
And then they're going to charge a 3% tax for people that work there that are reclaiming the land from the coal mine and different things. I just don't get that. But they're not charging the people of the county or the people of Coshocton. They're charging the people that are working there trying to make this better. So I don't know if they're doing it. There's a cap on it for 5 years, 10 years. They're trying to get their money back. But I think it's something needs looked at. You're an investigative journalist, so I think you need to get on top of this.
I couldn't find Coshocton. If you pointed out on a map, Coshocton is not our listening area, and I can't help them. I'm sorry.
You know what else I was thinking about the other day?
God only knows.
Cross my mind. You're Greek, right?
Well, I'm American. My heritage is Greek. I'm an American, damn it.
Yeah, I was just saying, you must have a lot of American age, because I used to remember hearing about the Greek goddesses and Greek gods and this and that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here thinking Greek gods and Greek goddesses, and I looked it up, and I was like, man, look at all the hair they got. They're, like, cut up. They're beautiful. Yeah, the guys are, like, unreal. I mean, something you'd want to be, I guess, when, at one time of your life. And then I looked at your picture, and I about peed my pants. And I said, boy, they sure went to hell. Oh, man, usually they go up, like, from gorillas, you know, we went from apes to monkeys to people, the evolution, and the Greeks just fell apart. This is what we got, Greek pride, whoa! Oh, sorry, I got carried away. Anyhow, I just thought, that came to my attention, I just make my mind works in mysterious ways, and I thought, man, oh, man, did we fall apart, the Greeks, the poor Greeks. Anyhow, how's the gold Mercedes going? Hello, mic check.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if anybody agrees with me. But the Great Freight Recession's still going on, is what they're saying, and they're losing drivers. There's trucks shutting down every day. There's companies shutting down, bankruptcy. And the reason is exactly why I said earlier, like, it cost me $2,000 to keep up just this preventive maintenance on my truck. And these companies haven't been doing it, and they put these drivers in there. And then I seen the great DeWine on there talking about the Haitians and Somalians, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what's this guy doing? You know, they found 700 trucking companies in one address in California, I think it was. I have to look it up for sure, but there were over 700 trucking companies in one address. You know how ridiculous that is? 700 that were collecting money and getting grants and everything, and they're all illegal people. 700. I don't even know how it got through. I can't even do two DOT numbers at my address without getting questioned. Anyhow, FalkAuctions.com, F-A-U-L-K, auctions.com. Shout out to my guy, Sam, at Whiteside. We're glad you're back.